Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Today is day 25. Can y'all believe it? Day 25. Just 15 more days left in our time of prayer and fasting together. I told you once we got on the other side of 20, it was going to start to steamroll downhill from there. So I hope and pray that you all are blessed on this Wednesday, April 2nd, where the Lord has allowed us to come together. Thank you for listening. For those who are listening live via telephone, thank you. And for those who will call in later, we thank and praise God for you too. All right, let's get to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. And I want to look at verses 32 through 34. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 32 through 34. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about the encounter with the power. The encounter with the power. Beloved, a lot of you may not know this about me, but I love a good mystery. I love mystery movies. I love mystery books. Anything Agatha Christie, I love it. Anything Arthur Conan Doyle, for those of you who may not know, he's the author of all the Sherlock Holmes mystery novels. I love Doyle. G.K. Chesterton, Everlasting Man. If you haven't got a chance to read that, read that. John Grisham, anything John Grisham. He did the movie The Firm. Baltimore's own Edgar Allan Poe, and others. I love a mystery. I love a mystery novel. And I love a good whodunit. A good whodunit has it where the mystery is solved, the plot is exposed, and the protagonist or the heroine is revealed. I love it. And sometimes in mystery novels, it's not just so cookie cutter. It's not just 1, 2, 3, ABC. But sometimes there's an underlying subplot. Sometimes there's an overwhelming revelation that comes that you didn't really see until you really reexamined the book, the movie, or in this case, the text. In our text, the story on the surface would seem like, and there's just this woman who was desperate for a cure, heard that Jesus was in the region, so she makes her way at pushing through the crowd. She didn't talk to him at first, but she touches the hem of his garment. Healing takes place. Jesus looks around to find out who pressed him. Now, get that. Jesus looks around to find who pressed him. This is the man who is God. But he looks around to see who presses him. And once exposed, this woman confesses. Jesus commends her. And then it seems as if he moves on to the next case. But, beloved, I believe there's more than meets the eye here. I believe there's something significant about her encounter with power. I believe that there's something deeper here that needs to be unearthed and revealed that will help us on our journey as we encounter the power. So the relevant question this morning is, what is the meaning behind the encounter with the power? What's the meaning behind the encounter with the power? Number one, beloved, three things quickly. Number one, Bible tells us after she recognizes his power, what takes place is her life literally changed forever. After her encounter with the power, her life changed forever. Look at verse 33. Bible says, then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Lord, beloved, there's more than just a simple healing that's taking place here. I believe that this woman's encounter with Jesus is symbolic on how she was literally losing her life, literally losing her life. Right here, verse 26 says she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she was getting worse. So this woman was literally losing her life. But she decides that while losing her life, she starts to speak life over herself. Verse 28 says, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. So she goes from a position of losing life, the ebb and flow, literally, of blood is coming out of her. She's losing her life. She decides to speak life. If I can just touch Jesus, I may not be able to talk to him, but if I can just touch Jesus, she speaks life, and then new life is given to her. Verse 29, immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. What's the lesson here? Your life changes forever when you encounter Jesus. And listen, Jesus is the only one who can help you when you're in the situation of losing your life, but then you learn to speak life. And as you speak life, Jesus gives you new life, life forevermore. She is literally losing life, but decides, today I'm going to have an encounter with Jesus. See, when we have an encounter with his power, we tap into the virtues of God. And no one else can do what Jesus does. She spoke life over herself, and therefore, because of her encounter with Jesus, she received life from her encounter with the Lord. Life, her life literally changed forever because of her encounter with the power, the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is emblematic of what it means to come to Jesus, because prior to our relationship with him, we literally are losing our lives. But then when we learn to speak life, I need to get to the master. I need an encounter with the Lord. What takes place in that encounter is renewed life, new life, a changed life forever. Oh, listen, there's something about this encounter with the power. But then there's more here, beloved. If you dig deeper into the mystery of this text, we see not only is it important to understand it, she recognized his power and her life changed forever. Then the second thing I want to show you is her encounter with the power through faith gave her a new family. Her encounter with the power through faith gave her a new family. Look at the A clause of verse 34. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Now, on the surface, it can seem as if it's just a nicety that Jesus is saying to this woman. But if you go back to verse 25 says, and a woman was there who was subject to bleeding for 12 years. If you go to verse 33 says, then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet. But verse 34 says, he said to her, daughter, daughter, your faith has healed you. See, what happened in this encounter with the power is not only, beloved, did her faith heal her, but this woman was in desperate need of not only a new life, but she was also in desperate need of a new family. She was in desperate need of family. Bible says that she had spent all she had. She went to everybody that she knew, but no one could give her what she needed except the Lord Jesus Christ. So through her encounter with the power, after spending all she had and seeing everybody she knew, going to every doctor she could find, her faith brought her into a new family, which gives her the gift of being connected to Jesus. And isn't that what salvation is? That when we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we become a part of a new family of God. That all of us are, the Bible says, children of the Most High God. He called her daughter. And he called her daughter because she now is emblematic of being a child of God, where the Father, hallelujah, has bestowed unto her new life and has given her connection to a new family. So whereas the people that were in the circumference of her life were not able to give her what she needed, she found a new family through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what salvation does. Faith gives us a new family. Oh, there's more here. Let's dive deeper into this mystery and close this thing out. Not only is it important to realize and recognize that she got her life changed forever, and while losing her life, she spoke life and gained new life through Jesus Christ. Not only is it important to understand that with her encounter with the power, through faith, that her faith gave her a new family. And I'm going to close it out with this. This blessed my spirit. Close out with this. Final thing I want to show you is that her encounter did not just heal her, but her encounter literally made her whole. Her encounter made her whole. Look at the B clause of verse 34, and then I'll be praying in a minute. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Then he said, go in peace and be freed, watch it, from your suffering. Notice Jesus didn't say, go in peace and be freed, you are now healed. But literally the text says, go in peace, you are now freed from your suffering. Suffering has a different dynamic to it. See, if she had left before her little face-to-face encounter with Jesus, she would have been healed because she took virtue from the Lord when she touched the hem of his garment. But she would not have been made whole from the likes of her suffering. And I know this, beloved, because it's through her encounter with the power that her life was changed forever. It's through her encounter with the power that she has a new family due to her faith. And it's through her encounter with the power that the Lord now literally says, you go in peace. You have now been freed from your suffering. This is reminiscent of what happens in Luke's gospel I believe it's chapter number 11, where 10 lepers come to Jesus. And these lepers of a mixed race of people come back and they ask the Lord. The Lord then heals all of them. He says, go show yourself to the priest. They receive the healing, but it's not until that one of them comes back, has a literal encounter with Jesus. What does he do? Like the woman with the issue of blood, he bows before his feet, gives God praise, tells the Lord thank you for what he has done. And the Bible says that then he receives not only healing, but he is made whole. He receives salvation. Salvation comes into his life. See, beloved, we just don't want the healing alone, but we want to be made whole. This woman in her encounter is also symbolic of the fact that when we have an encounter with the power, Jesus does not just want to heal us, but Jesus wants to free us from our suffering. And the moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you and I are now freed from our suffering of sin, that sin no longer has power over us because of our encounter with the power of Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come grateful and thankful. Thankful for this great whodunit, where Jesus looks around and sees in the crowd, and this woman steps forward, Lord God, showing us that you can have new life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that you also not only give us new life, but you make us a part of a new family. We are now the children of the Most High God. And then thank you, Lord God, that this woman shows us that through an encounter with the power, Lord Jesus, that not only will you grant and give us healing, but we can be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for making us whole. Thank you, Lord God, for the gift of being free from suffering. Thank you, Lord God, for salvation. And so, Lord God, we thank you today, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor and the praise for our encounter with your power. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Listen, take that word with you. Go ahead and read deep into the text and see that we have a deeper relationship with the Lord due to our encounter with his power. Be blessed on today, day 25, and get your good mystery novel and read it and get deep into the book. Get deep into the Word of God as well. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.